Now, because you have somebody in your family who knows how to fix shoes, then you just give the shoes to him or her to mend for you. And then you'll be able to go out. You don't need to endure the humiliation of having your shoe with an open mouth or back for the time during which you are looking for someone to fix it for you. This can happen to a rich person. It's not a matter of having money. Sometimes it's about, you know, the person may not find it convenient to get another pair of shoes for various reasons, and mending it may be the expedient option. So having somebody around with the skills to solve that problem becomes greatly appreciated under such circumstances. It's one of the things I found when you ask the multi, you have the knowledge of how to do different things. You tend to be a resourceful person. People love to have you around. You know, so having this kind of skill, for instance, can be something many people will appreciate you for. So anyways, my son was interviewed by his boss to be when I took him there. And he was asked if he was really interested in learning how to make custom shoes. And he said he was. So the boss told me what the fee was, and we made the payment and he began his training. Now, just 2 months on, he's already made his second pair of shoes, this time around standout. The first were palm slippers with a custom butterfly design on it, some of which you'll see in the, on the website. There's a website I've been building for him. Now, every day he leaves from home around 9 a.m. in the morning. And then he comes home around 9 p.m., 9:30, eats his dinner and drops off to sleep. I sometimes stop at the shop to see what he's doing, and his boss tells me good things. But there have been times when he's been naughty and he's been given a relevant scolding, right? It goes without saying that, however, that I'm seeing a bigger picture here. It's not just about fixing shoes or mending shoes, as you said. He's going to be making custom shoes for himself, you know, and there's a reason for that. You see, this is the major motivation actually he and I had for deciding that he should go and enroll in this training apprenticeship thing in the custom footwear making business. For his age, actually, this young man is actually at 17, uses size 46. Can you imagine? I use size 44. You know, so his shoe size is so big that it's so difficult to find shoes for him in the market. Whenever I would try to go to the market, whenever I would come from Cotonou with shoes for everybody. As he grew older, I found that I was getting it wrong. It wasn't just him, also his younger sister, the 12-year-old, has the same problem. She's almost as tall as I am, and I'm about 6 feet tall. And at 12, she's much taller than most of her peers. And she has long feet. Again, so when we go to the market, we can't get shoes easily for her. And she finds it very unfunny, you know. Now, one day I told both of them, I said, look, we have a problem here. We can't find shoes for you guys. And every now and then, we have to spend 2, 3, 4 days combing the market trying to find shoes that fit you. And we don't usually succeed. And the vendors keep telling us, oh, God, this is no day, you know. And it occurs to me that, look, the few times you then, what you are then left with is to kind of manage some funny-looking shoes that are big enough to cover your feet. And you don't like it during that period, you're not able to get new shoes or decent shoes to wear. So I told them, if you can solve the problem for yourself, okay, by making your own shoes, then you can actually solve that same problem for other people who have a similar problem of big feet and will be glad to probably order the shoes, good-looking custom shoes from you, you know. And I directed my comments at the boy, the 17-year-old boy in particular, you know, apart from big feet, you know, some people will look at the shoes in the market and don't like what they see. They want something that will enable them to stand out, to be unique and original. They want some kind of footwear that is that sets them apart from the crowd. So if they see that you're good at making shoes, you know, or footwear, they can come to you. So whatever is the case is, this is the problem you guys have, and we need a solution to it. So I think that you can feel that problem. So it's a self need. You need shoes. You can't get those shoes ready in the market. It's annoying to you. You like to make your own shoes. You might as well make your own shoes after all. And so if you have the skills to make your own shoes, problem solved. Otherwise, you have to find a custom shoemaking outfit to do it for you. And this gave my son the additional motivation to learn custom shoemaking. He knew he would be able to make shoes for himself. So he found it. He had a problem, and he has seen the apparent solution to it. Now, bringing this back home to you guys who are listening to me, you're business owners. You do all kinds of, you have different businesses you run. You have different solutions, products and services you offer. The point I'm trying to make using the story I just told you is about the need for you to present yourself as a problem solver to your intended target audience. Identify a real world problem if you've not done that already. A problem they can feel, at least your target audience can feel. that they can accept that they need a solution to and that they have been looking for a solution to. Now, provide them information backed by any proof you can provide, you can also offer, that indicates that you can solve that problem for them, and you will see that they will come to you. They will believe you. Now, how do you tell them that you can solve a problem? How do you give them the information, the proof, the evidence that you can solve a problem? How do you make them offers that indicate that you can solve that problem for them? It's simple. You use your web marketing system, which is why I'm offering you this tutorial. This is the reason why I recommend and I'm supporting you to use the web marketing system. I'm probably developing some for some of you. So my son comes to me this morning and gives me a list of materials. He says he wants to make another pair of shoes to wear with his native African outfit to his auntie's birthday party. And this is the way he's thought there. You see, he's already made a pair of strong-looking sandals and tarp slippers, photos of which you see. So that was about 2 weeks ago. He came with money that was given to him by his grandpa and his grandma, okay? And he said he wanted to use the 1,200 they gave him in addition to some money he wanted from me to make a pair of shoes to wear with his jeans to church. I gave him the extra money he requested, and about 48 to 7, I think about 7, 2 hours later, he came back with the finished shoes. And I told him I would pay him to make a pair for me as well. Now, think about it. My son makes shoes for himself, but he can also make for other people. So if I want shoes for myself, rather than go hunting in the markets or shops, I prefer to give my money to my son so he can make a custom pair of whatever shoes I want. I've also told him I will pay for him to make shoes for his sisters and male siblings as well. By so doing, I keep the money in my family. That's one benefit to him. Two, this approach gives him the opportunity to practice with real-life projects. He gains firm confidence because he's doing it with people who are close to him. If he makes mistakes, we can all endure it. We love him. We want him to grow, want him to become better. So we're willing to accept whatever shortcomings he might have in terms of the quality of the finished product. But funny enough, he's doing quite well. People have given feedback. I've taken it as far as Ikeja. It's been amazing to hear feedback. People are telling me the shoes are good. Now, the third benefit to him is when I and others amongst the closed family network wear the shoes he makes, it's a marketing opportunity for him. People may ask me who made my shoes for me. He may also get asked where he got the shoes he's wearing from. And when he replies that he made them himself, some may ask if he can make shoes for them as well. His auntie's friends may ask if the person who made the shoes for her could make for them as well. Now that's what's likely to happen for him, because he's making this pair of shoes for her birthday party. But he also told me he wants to give his auntie the thing as an original gift, something that she cannot find anywhere else. So he's not thinking of selling, he's thinking of making an impression. That's another thing. When you have a solution, something that's original to you, you know, you want to make an impression on somebody. Okay, sometimes I do things for people that are designed to be gifts, even though they are products or services that I actually normally do for a fee. I use it to create an impression, you know, to add value to the person, to do something that he or she would normally not be able to get anywhere else, you know. So I did not suggest all these things to my son. He came up with it by himself because he thought about it and said, oh, I have this skill now. I can use this skill to add value. So he feels the urge to put the skill to use in a way that adds value to others. So it's only a matter of time before he builds a followership of people that are interested in paying to get access to his skills. His auntie's friends might be impressed, like I said, and so they may want to buy from him. Now, the point I'm making is that he has found a skill that will be his for life, that enables him to solve a real-life problem for people, which is what kind of shoes they wear. There are some people who have big feet and has no problem. They have problems finding shoes they want. That's target group number one for him. Then there's the other people who can find their sizes but don't like the kinds of shoes they see in the market, and they will prefer something customized. So the better he is at making shoes that are strong and nice looking, that people love to buy, the more opportunity he has to make money from those people who are looking for special shoes that cannot be found readily in the marketplace. Now back to commandment number five. You shall confidently offer to solve real-life problems for your target audience. I think this story I've told you provides a useful example to illustrate, the point being made. The question to ask yourself, therefore, is whether what you aim to promote as an offer using your web marketing system is a valuable solution to a real-life problem that your target audience has. Are you sure that this thing you want to offer to them through your web marketing system, are you sure it's something they want so badly that they'll be willing to first contact you and later agree to pay whatever you say is a required investment to get it? Be it a product you sell or a service you offer, does it provide a real-life solution to a real-life problem that your target audience is facing and needs to be rid of? That's a question I'm asking you now. If the answer is yes, then you have no problem. Begin to think now of how you will create response-generating information or content that will communicate that fact to them. You are going to use videos, articles, reports, audios, images, mind maps, and the likes, and many channels of creating marketing content to promote this offer as possible. As many kinds of formats and channels as possible will then be used to promote or present that information to your target audience. The truth is, if you have a solution to a real-life problem that people want a solution to, believe me, you can never run out of buyers. For as long as that need exists amongst the target audience, you will always have demand for it. Indeed, the sky is your limit potentially. All you have to do is tidy up your offers, present them with passion, confidence, and enthusiasm, and as much as possible, use the web marketing system in a manner that takes advantage of automation, so that we take the work out of it, because there's going to be a lot of repetition that you need to do propagating your content. All right, make it clear when any of them, this is important now, then make it clear when any of them contact you that you are authentic, that they did not make a mistake by reaching out to you, and that they will not be making a mistake by hiring or buying from you. The minute you do that, you will have gotten the key to generating income from the internet using your web marketing system. Right? Thank you. Right, and that brings me to the end of this particular commandment number 5, which when I started, I mentioned would be a free edition of this series. So commandment number five is free. You can get the MP3 and the PDF free of charge. If you have this MP3 and you don't know how to get the PDF, you can send me an email at tayo@tksolae.com or tayo@tayosolage.com, or just go to my website tayoshinabari.com and send me a message using the contact form. You know, reach out to me through whatever channel you wish to employ, and I'll gladly send you a copy of both the MP3 file and the PDF. Please share this freely with everybody who might need it. The objective is to propagate and promote the idea that a person who wants to get paid by others for doing something should make sure that what he or she offers is something that can solve a real problem that people really want to be rid of. You must be able to add value to people. If you don't add value, if what you're offering does not add value to people in that manner, don't expect to get paid, and don't expect to get paid well for it. And you have to be willing, because if you have passion and enthusiasm, you must be willing to go the extra mile to win people over. Because sometimes people will need to be convinced. You need to show them evidence. If they don't have evidence, you need to prove it by doing it, by demonstrating. You know, and a lot of that will be possible through the use of the web marketing system. It allows you to show what you can do and give people a taste of what they can hope to get from you up front, and from there they become convinced and they buy from you. That's the key, right? I hope you found this useful. I wish you well. Thank you.